This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, sometimes Allah protects us from an enemy without us knowing, when that enemy had actually planned our downfall and probably began to execute that plan, and Allah stops them in their tracks. And we didn't know, we were resting, we were sleeping. This happens when you develop a good relationship with Allah. And when you pray what is known as your adhkar, the remembrance of Allah, or al-mu'awwidhat, those verses and prayers, supplications of protection in Allah from harm and from shaitan on a daily basis. Every morning, every evening, you must make sure you read Ayatul Kursi, or you read, for example, the last three surahs of the Quran. You make sure that you read some of the supplications taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah at times will give you such protection that you will be amazed. Now, the verse I want to talk about is actually the gift of Allah that's mentioned in verse number 11 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ هَمَّ قَوْمٌ أَن يَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
Amazing. I start off at the end. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, which means, and be conscious of Allah, develop the correct relationship with Allah. And if you are true believers, you should lay your trust in Allah. So what's the beginning of the verse? Allah says, oh, you who believe, remember the favor of Allah upon you. When there were a people who had intended to harm you, and they actually planned it and had started the execution of the plan, you know, they wanted to stretch their arm of harm against you. And Allah says, we blocked that arm. We stopped it. We caused it to cease exactly there. So Allah says, كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ We stop their hands from reaching you with any harm. Allah says, think of that favor. Ah, oh, subhanallah. Imagine what type of comfort that gives me. What type of hope that gives me. That Allah has my back. Allah will look after you. Behind your back. Allah will protect you. Allah will make sure that those who are planning your downfall will never succeed. They won't succeed. In fact, when someone makes a plan against you, or when someone curses you, the justice of Allah is such that He doesn't allow an unjustified curse to go through. I'm going to say that again just now, but let me continue with the second point, and that is Allah will cause that plan, the evil plan, to reach those who made the plan, who deserved it. So when you plot the downfall of someone, you're actually plotting your own downfall. Allah says, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ You know, the evil plot will not surround or will not grip and catch. You know, يَحِيقُ, it will not grip the neck of anyone besides he who deserved it, who did it in the first place. You know, the one who is the owner of it, the one who started it. So don't plan the downfall of others, because you're actually planning your own downfall. And part of hope that I have is when someone plans my downfall and they're plotting and so on, Allah says, don't worry, it's actually going to rebound to them. It's going to get back at them in a worse way. That's Allah's gift to all of us. Now, let me get to the issue of curse. When you have been cursed by someone, the curse will never, ever come to fruition. It will never, ever see success if you don't deserve that curse. Sometimes mothers curse their children. Astaghfirullah. That is terrible. You should never curse your children, no matter what, because the curse will come back and rebound. It will get to you. That's what would happen. That curse is deserved by you. So it's going to come back to you. Similarly, you have fathers sometimes, or brothers, or sisters, or anyone, even sometimes your teachers, and people just curse each other. May the curse be on you, curse be on you, and so on. Don't get used to saying that. I've heard this in Urdu a lot. They say, Lanat hai ho tum pe, or something like that, right? Which actually means, may the curse be upon you. Curse of what? Who are you cursing? You deserve the curse more than I do, and Allah knows that, and He is just. There's so much of hope in my heart that Allah will never allow an undeserved curse to come and attack me. It's going to come back to you, so be careful. May Allah protect us. I've heard this so much, and every time I hear it, I smile. In one way, I think to myself, wow, this person doesn't realize the curse is not going to affect them. But secondly, I'm saddened because the one who dished out or issued the curse is really going to be the one who's ultimately cursed. And look at their lives. Those who are used to cursing a lot, their lives are a mess. They will always be a mess, without exception. If you are used to cursing people, and you're not justified in that, definitely, you will find your life would be probably the biggest misery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So, in order to extend a hand of hope, and in order to heal, let's seek the forgiveness of Allah. Let's stop. Let's start praying a good prayer for people. Because I will tell you what happens. When you pray for people, the angels say, oh Allah, give this person similar to what they've asked for the other. Make sure it's a good thing. Oh Allah, bless them. Oh Allah, grant goodness. Oh Allah, give them sustenance. The angels are saying, give this person sustenance as well. What a great blessing. I'd love that supplication of the angels for me. So in that particular case, I'm going to pray as much as I can positively for others. When you see people going astray, pray for their guidance. So Allah will grant you guidance. But when you see people going astray and your business is to curse them, number one, and to start spreading rumor about them or gossip, or just whatever it may be, backbiting about them, because it's true. So to be honest, in that case, what would happen? One day, people will have the opportunity to do the same about you. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. So like I said, in order to heal, we must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, remember the favors of Allah upon you. Remember the favors of Allah upon you. You know, there are so many things Allah's blessed us with. Take a look at the Quran. Allah's given us such a great blessing and the ni'mah of the Qur'an. This Qur'an, if we look at it, the verses are so powerful that we should be brought to tears by the verses of the Qur'an. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about the iman, the strength of belief. Those who believe, the Qur'an will move them. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are the ones, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when the verses of Allah are recited, you know, it strengthens their belief, their conviction, their iman. It strengthens them completely. Look at the Najashi, the Negus of Abyssinia. When the verses were read of Surah Maryam, he was crying. He had tears roll down his cheeks. And Allah says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. When they heard the verses of the Quran being recited, that which was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, be recited, their eyes filled with tears. Subhanallah, because they recognized the truth and they said, oh our Lord, we have believed. So write our names from among those who have borne witness. Now, that itself is healing. To listen to the Quran is amazing. It will heal you. Just listen to a beautiful reciter who recites beautifully, the recitation that is melodious, that soothes your system. There are so many different types of readers. You listen to a beautiful reciter And subhanAllah, it will bring you to tears. It will give you so much of comfort. It will heal the broken soul. Just the recitation of the Quran has in it so much of healing. Listen to it and listen to it often. We should be replacing all other audios within our cars and everywhere else with the Quran. And something beneficial. Something beneficial. Inshallah, in that way, we would never regret how we spent our time. May Allah grant us the true sweetness of this Qur'an. May He heal our souls and our hearts through this blessed word of His, the Qur'an. Ameen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ